Welcome to your On the List podcast. It's Brett. It's Brett Ernst, your host. I got Petey Giovine here. We're all a little flustered.
Oh yeah.
We've been having technical difficulties. We usually go live with the podcast.
We go live
on my fan page.
Yeah. We'll do it live.
But for those of you that have been, you know, 4 year diehard listeners,
yeah,
because this is our launch episode.
This is the official launch, right?
This is the official launch.
This is happening right now.
This is it. And we couldn't go live because our intern that we got from Dirty Sports,
yeah,
Trevor,
yeah,
never showed up.
No.
Now, if you haven't been following the saga on our Instagram, Trevor got fired from Dirty Sports. We hired him. The kid's here one day last week. He shuts the fucking cameras off.
Right.
And he's supposed to be here today, and he doesn't even show up.
Yeah.
And I can see why they fired him.
Yeah. But then again, you know, he's also, you know, he's an intern. And interns, you know, they do make mistakes, you know.
He's a fucking grown man.
I know.
He's 20-something. What, 23, 24?
Yeah. Yeah. He gets it, though. He's a young
Anyways.
Kid. But, buddy, I'm just happy to see you, pal. We are going to persevere over this not going live situation.
We're just
going to
go.
We're going to
post it later if you're listening. I'm going to post it back on my fan page.
This is the official launch right here.
This is the official launch.
This is the launch party right here. I got a Guinness and everything. It's real.
Yeah, these kids drinking Guinness.
Yeah. I mean, come on, guys.
But it's been a tough day in the comedy world. Today, we lost Mitzi Shore.
Yeah.
The godmother of comedy. You know, it's the end of an era.
Yeah.
It's an end of an era.
Yeah. Some would argue you don't get more of an influential personality in the history of comedy than Mitzi Shore.
No.
You know, as one individual who had really, she was a gatekeeper, but she was also such a massive influence on the comics themselves, how comedy was presented through the industry.
The Comedy Store just turned 46.
Yep.
And from what I heard, about 2 days ago, they knew they were going to move her to hospice.
Yeah.
And she asked to go to the Comedy Store. And, you know, and they during the day, they took her in. They put all the lights on. They played her music.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
And then she went and, you know, passed peacefully. I mean, she was 87. It's still sad, but it's not tragic.
Right, of course.
She had a great life. The Comedy Store is her legacy. I mean, like you were saying, I don't know anybody that comes close. I mean, you could probably might argue Bud Freeman or Jamie Masada.
Right. I mean,
or even Esty at the Cellar.
Right.
But other than that, I don't.
She was the.
It's Mitzi.
I think I wouldn't even put, you know, and you know, as far as Jamie goes, I don't think. But Bud Freeman maybe. But you know, so much of her history with working, like basically she. She would hone, you know, talent at the Comedy Store, and there was a time where, whether it was Robin Williams or whoever else, it was networks really valued, the television networks valued.
She was probably the most powerful woman
in
comedy from the 70s, 80s, and possibly even the early 90s.
Yeah. A lot of her regulars that she sort of, you know, quote unquote discovered, but, you know, gave the space to perform at the Comedy Store, wound up getting, you know, sitcoms and being on television because of, you know,
but the most important thing about being at the Comedy Store was the way that she encouraged you to develop.
Yeah.
It was an artist colony. She wanted you to take risks on stage. In fact, you would get nervous with her watching you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even if you killed. If she felt you weren't doing new material or kept you doing this, she stopped giving you spots.
Yeah.
And if you bombed, she might, you were nervous that she might not give you spots. But the reality is that she had an eye for talent and she could see how to develop and who could be developed.
Right.
But, I'm very blessed that I was a part of the last class that she actually watched, critiqued, passed.
Yeah.
I'm very blessed that I was able to have conversations with her about comedy. And, you know, it's so funny. I always heard stories. People would tell Mitzi stories that never even met her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, she's this, that. She still had her wits, man. Quick story, and then we'll move on. Mitzi was watching me one time, and I was nervous, so I decided to do a new joke.
Right.
And I couldn't tell you what the joke is, but I will tell you that as I'm walking off stage, I had a great set. I felt good. And Mitzi called me over, and she's like, that was garbage. And then she goes, and that joke you did, Johnny Sanchez did that in 1996, right? And I'm like, fuck, I didn't even know. How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Yeah.
I was in college.
Yeah.
So,
Sanchez wasn't live streaming his sets.
So I run into Johnny and I'm like, dude, and I remembered, I forgot to bring it up to him. And I'm like, yo, dude, let me ask you a question. Did you do this bit? And he goes, no, I never even did that joke.
Yeah.
Then he called me later. He goes, fuck yeah, I did. Now that I remembered it, it was in my. And he goes, yeah, I did it. And then and I'm like, fuck, man, she remembers material.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She remembered everything.
Oh yeah.
She's amazing woman. And again, man, everybody from David Letterman to Roseanne to Sebastian to Dice,
yeah, everybody, to Paul Rodriguez. It was really everybody,
myself included, man. Yeah. She had a part in all of our careers. And yeah, if you ever get a chance to go to the Comedy Store, if you look under the cover booth, a lot of people don't notice it. But the potluck, you're supposed to do 3 minutes.
Right.
And she would watch your set, and if she liked you, she'd tell you to come back for 6. And if she liked you, she'd tell you to come back for 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it says in that 3 minutes, in that 3 minutes, don't be funny. Just be who you, be yourself.
Yep.
And she really got comedy. And again, man, from the comedy world's mourning right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. It's a big loss.
But that lineup in heaven, Luca Polanca, our friend of our show, posted the lineup in heaven with all the dead comics and Mitzi's putting the lineup together. It was pretty.
That's great.
It was a cool little.
That's cool.
Cool little memorial to
it. Yeah, that's great. Well, we wish the Shore family well, yeah, and obviously all of our thoughts with them. And yeah, man, Mitzi, that's a big loss, but we celebrate her life.
And last but not least, I want to say one more thing and
yeah,
we'll move on.
Please.
Is that what's crazy is not crazy, but what I'm finding, and I feel the same way. Like Maj Jobrani reached out to me, and me, Sam, Sebastian, all the guys that we came in with.
Yeah.
He just wrote, guys, I'm just thinking about you today. And if it wasn't for Mitzi, we never would have met each other.
Yeah.
Which is true, man. I mean, I've got lifelong friends.
Of course.
That, I've been a part of the store almost 19 years.
Yeah.
Man. That's most of my adult life.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you're not even an adult.
I'm not even an adult.
Yeah. You're just.
But I made lifelong friends, man.
Dude, can I just tell you this? Speaking about not being an adult, I catch you outside of a bar, a show that I was doing on Sunset that you came to do, and you hop in your car. This dude had boxes of Good and Plenty. It's like, I mean, it looked like you just you had Good and Plenty.
Good
what
and
else?
Plenty. I fucking Ike and Mike's.
Yeah, and
Lucky
Mike and
Stripe gum.
Yeah.
Big League Chew. Well, the video I posted on Instagram, if you go to my Instagram,
and
I was talking, it was the 40, it was 2 days ago, it was the 46th anniversary of the store. And, I was there to put a whole, what's left of my Big League Chew in my mouth.
Yeah, dude, you look like you just came from
we're
the
all
concessions.
12.
Yeah, at the movies. I was like, what world is this?
I mean, my wife, she doesn't. I like candy, chocolate. I like.
Do you have like little?
I like Starburst.
Do you have any secret stash places for these candies? Because it looked like you
open.
Had. Okay, okay.
I'm pretty open.
So she's aware of.
Yeah.
You know.
Like she called me on my shit. I was eating. I don't know how many Starbursts.
Yeah.
I like that type of. I'm not a chocolate guy.
Yeah.
I like licorice. I like
Starbursts are great.
What are they called? Good and Plenty's.
Yeah, Good and Plenty.
You know what's strong or Charleston Chews that I like.
Yeah. See, I wasn't, I was never a huge Good and Plenty guy. I liked Mike and Ike's, but, which is kind of the same thing, but the flavors are different.
Mm-hmm.
But, I used to like the milk duds. You don't do the chocolate.
I like
my
milk.
Dad used to get the.
I like caramel.
It looked like a quart of milk, but it was milk duds. You know what I'm talking about? Like the
yeah,
carton.
Of course. Those were the Whoppers too.
The Whoppers. That's what it was. Dude, Whoppers.
Right.
Whoppers, dude. My dad used to have a little freaking carton of Whoppers. I was good. I was set. My dad always had the worst candy, though, too, as a kid.
Neckos?
Neckos.
Dude, the old guineas. The old guineas love Neckos.
Dude, where?
That shit's been around since 1895.
It's like eating chalk, though.
Google
it's like,
Neckos. See
yeah.
how they're like the original candy.
Hey,
how do we turn the air off in here?
Yeah, it's all right. We'll get there. Yeah, let me look at since 18
your bitch ass dad gets cold
1847
1847 Neckos
yeah,
been around
yeah oh yeah
don't fuck with no Neckos cuz
dude that's insane
Twizzlers are my next I like Twizzlers
dude, Neko's though, I just never understood. And he would give them, you know, I'd be like, yeah, I'll have one. And then even as a kid, it was I feel like I was just accepting the Neko just out of, you know, just to be kind.
It's like talking. Yeah, it was It's terrible. Like communion.
Yeah.
<You're> freaking, bless. Like, what
it's,
is this?
It's like communion, but it's happening in your dad's Cadillac on the way to Uncle Bob's house.
You know what else they like, too, is my stepfather would always have Tic Tacs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He loved Neckos.
My mom loved Tic Tacs.
Oh, you know what else old people like? Those fucking jellies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the orange slice and shit.
Oh, yeah. They love that shit. They love that shit.
That shit's strong.
Yeah. You know,
You ever had the shitty ones? Those fucking, they're like... I don't know. They're like almond. They're like almonds in the wrapper. The Guineas love it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's like a.
I never liked those either.
Yeah,
I don't understand. We get everything else right, but it's like the candies. Yeah, we're terrible judge of candies.
And the other shit is at weddings. Remember those little covered?
Oh yeah, I never.
Who the fuck is eating?
I don't know.
And my grandmother used to love fruitcake.
Yeah.
That shit's...
I hated
fruitcake. Can't fuck with the fruitcake.
Hated fruitcake.
I like a schwoyadel.
Yeah, of course.
I like a pasta chuck.
Yeah, of course.
I like the aganol. I like the pinoli cookies
are
good.
Yeah,
we kind of dropped the ball on the Italian cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife said it. She's like, they look... Like, as a kid, they look amazing.
They look great, but they taste terrible.
But they're chalky.
Yeah, everything is chalky. It's crazy. We just that's one thing that we did not get is the cookies and the candies.
I just had to apologize to my family up in heaven.
Hey, look.
They're all like, are you fucking out of your
mind? No, they knew too. I'm convinced my Nana was like.
Are you fucking? I love
knew
that
this
shit.
I swear she was just doing it to please my pop-pop. She was just like, yeah, they're great.
Let me ask you this. Did your family eat like that hardcore, like there's hardcore Guinea food that people don't know.
Like tripe?
Well, tripe is one.
Yeah.
Safrit, fucking pig intestines.
Yeah.
Fried.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gabatzel, the sheep's head.
Yeah. See, I've never seen the sheep's head, but I've known that, you know, as a kid, I don't think I was.
I seen it one time.
Yeah.
And it was at this place called Michelle's in New Jersey. I want to say Nutley, or it could have been Garfield.
It's just like a sheep's head just sitting
well,
there.
Well, they had the gabatzel and all the old my stepfather got excited and they brought it to the table. It was like this little head, and you know babies were crying.
Yeah,
fucking tongue was hanging out.
Yeah,
they're fighting over the eyes and the gums.
Yeah.
And the cheek meat.
Yeah, it's insane.
And tripe when they're tripe cooking is, tripe,
I mean that's
like
intestines.
Piss.
Yeah, I mean it's like they're fighting over layers of an intestinal wall.
Well, when it cooks, it tastes fucking horrible.
Bro, it
smells
gross.
Horrible. You're like, oh my god, who just pissed
Dude,
over the
my
house?
My mom would
just piss. It smells like piss.
My mom would order tripe. We used to go to Patsy's in New York City on 54th. It's a legendary Italian restaurant. I've been there forever. And she would always order the tripe, and you know, and she would always say, "Oh, you know, from my father's father." She would always eat it in his honor. I'm like, "Mom, you know, you don't have to eat it. You know, Pop passed away. You enjoy yourself. Have something you want." No, I think
like squidgeal?
I think a pop. I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
You know what I just realized about you talking to you?
Yeah, what
is that? You're a South Jersey guy.
Yeah.
But you're closer to New York because your father grew up in Newark, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, he grew up in Hillside. No, he grew up in Hillside, New Jersey, and then I think there's like another neighboring town that we also had family in, or something around there. You know, well, we had family, and I think in Orange as well. Which, what was that? You good?
You know what? I used
just bodily functions happening.
I'm fucking starving.
Live on the podcast.
You got me. You got my stomach.
We're talking about all this stuff, and you're like, dude,
I'm fucking starving right now.
What else do you like to eat?
We do. I mean, I don't. It can
dude,
be.
You know
hacky.
What I ate today?
What?
That was awesome. And
I'm gonna punch you if it's some fucking wheat germ shit.
No, but it's
some
it's
sunflower
no, they have
shit.
A thing. You know, it's a non-beef burger.
Okay,
dude, it's the newest.
Move
one.
On.
I'm just saying.
Move on. I knew you were gonna hit me with some stupid
guys,
shit.
If you guys see this thing called the Impossible Burger, that's what it's called.
It's impossible.
Try it.
No,
dude,
fuck
try
you.
It.
Fuck that. Don't
it
try
tastes,
that
dude,
shit.
It feels like meat. It tastes like meat. It was
how
so
the
good.
Fuck do you go from talking about Gabatzel?
I know. I'm very open-minded.
How do you go from going from tripe?
I'm very progressive.
And now you're talking about a burger that's not even meat.
bro, we got to be sustainable, man, at some point.
What about the Bonzette with the what is it with the pork?
Even like when you found out, when you found out as a kid, like what the things were, you weren't surprised. They were like, yeah, it's the cow's ass. It's like the best. Yeah. It's like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you don't ask.
Yeah, yeah, you don't ask.
The Bonzette, I'm trying to think if it's either the veal, but it's stuffed and it looks like a big fucking brajol.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know what? You should
now
try.
Now, what is that?
Well, you should try the impossible brajol.
It's just like the real thing. It feels like
fucking,
it.
I should stab you. You're a disgrace. Now, is the Impossible Burger got fat in it?
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But, dude, I'm telling you, it was just so good. Whitney's Place has them now, and they it was like an In-N-Out burger. It just was fucking
it's
amazing.
Not an In-N-Out burger. It's not even a burger.
Listen, when you come, I want, like, dude, would you try it if I get... If I gave you one, would you try one?
I'll try anything.
Yeah, yeah, okay. The next time, dude, I want to take you to Whitney's Place. You got to try it. I was blown away by it.
Dude, I had the Impossible Bonzette.
That's a funny idea.
Have you had the Impossible Asabuco?
You got to suck the Impossible
marrow out of the bone.
Oh, man. Then have some Impossible Sambuca, like a gentleman.
Dude, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Oh, buddy.
Have you had the Impossible Schfoyadel?
I'll tell you what, the Impossible...
It's not real Schfoyadel.
The Impossible cookies would be better than the originals, I'll tell you that much.
Did you eat at Vinny's Place with us? No, you didn't eat there with us in South Philly.
No. Oh.
Shout out to Ionelli's. I told you that. We took Carlos there.
Oh, yeah.
Ate like a fucking 12-year-old.
That video's on the Patreon. That's one of my favorite videos of all time.
Dude, that kid made a feast. There was like four of us.
Yeah.
And then fucking Carlos is eating SpaghettiOs like a jerk off. we had to make him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and took the crust off for him because the kid doesn't know how to eat.
He's got animal crackers.
Even as a Mexican, his brother was embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Mexicans love seafood. They even eat tripe. It's menudo.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Dude,
this
I love
kid
it,
don't
man.
Don't eat anything. Yeah,
I love it.
Have you had the impossible tripe? The impossible menudo.
The impossible octopus. Dude, I love. Do you like octopus?
Yeah,
have
of
you,
course.
Dude, it's amazing.
I mean, it depends on how it's prepared. Me personally,
grilled though.
Yeah, I like
bomb.
It sauteed with the onions and the garlic.
Oh,
is
yeah.
nice.
Oh yeah.
But whenever I'm training, man, I like to. I take the salmon on the grill.
Oh yeah,
have I made that for you yet?
No.
You know what I should do? I'm gonna buy the salmon. I go to the farmer's market. It's fresh caught. It's from Alaska.
Yeah.
And then what I'll do is I'll buy like a fucking nice piece, and then you and Whitney won't come over. And then I'll be stuck again with 60 fucking pounds of clams. you'll fake your plant died or something. No,
buddy,
how I make
I would,
it is this.
I would
this is how
come
I make
over
it.
For that, dude.
Listen,
come on.
Well, you know, for the clams you made me make. So basically what you do is you take the dull side of the tinfoil, right? Mm-hmm. And then you take the salmon, just oil up the skin, you know, where the scales are, where they would be, and put it on the dull side. It's the dull side. But make sure that the tinfoil is big enough to tent.
Yeah.
Okay? Then add your spices, whatever you like. I use garlic powder, onion powder. And then what I do is I put it on the grill. Yeah, put it on high.
Throw a couple lemons in there or no?
Not yet.
No?
You can if you want. I don't. You could do it. I usually do it fresh. I don't like to cook with it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm making like a white sauce or something. Yeah. But even then, I don't like it. I like to add it. That's just me personally. So then once you have whatever spices you like on the salmon, it's so simple, buddy. You put your grill on high.
Yep.
I made it for the kid Alex.
Yeah.
You put your grill on high and 10 minutes. That's all it takes. Close the lid.
Yep.
For 10 minutes, take it off. Then what I do is I take the with the tin foil, I throw a couple pats of butter on it. Then I tent it for 5.
There you go.
And it's done.
There you go.
And the skin, you don't even, it comes right off the skin.
Dude, Chef Brett's corner. That was a good new segment,
dude,
on the show.
When
I like
I'm training,
that.
Like when I'm trying to lose weight, salmon is my favorite protein.
Oh, it's great.
And my eggs. The only thing that's about training is that my farts stink.
Yeah.
When you're doing that high protein, like your ass smells.
Yeah.
I could go outside in a parking lot. You know what I mean? And then I try and spin and cut the tail off.
Ugh.
You ever do that so it doesn't follow you?
I've seen you do that. Yeah, and I do. It rarely works, though.
No, I feel it like, works. It works. Right. It just doesn't when you're training.
Okay.
But what's great about salmon is that it doesn't make your ass stink.
Right, right. I got gassed today at the gym by some dude.
Don't you? Oh, that's our list, by the way, if you're thinking about it. So for those of you that aren't familiar with our show, because this is our launch. This is the official launch, even though we have 4 fucking years of back catalogs.
Yeah.
When it originally was the Brett Ernst Show, and
catch
now
up,
it's your
dude.
On the list, so go catch up.
Yeah.
But we like to list things and debate things, and this is our list for today, is the top 10 guys
top
at the
10
gym.
Guys at the gym. I think it's a great
First
list.
First of all, well, because you just started working out. I pretty much taught you how to work out. When we were Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant. Dude, what was it?
No, we were doing, Point Pleasant. It was
Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, yeah. Right? And we were down there, and Pete took me to the Jersey Shore gym. Where they
KS
were.
Fitness, Toms River, New Jersey.
And, you know, he was this fat, fucking hairy turd. And now he's just a shredded Greek god. But when I tell you people, I'm not even kidding you, this guy had no... I mean, I don't know where the fuck you're from. I don't know how you call yourself Italian. No manscaping, like no nothing.
I'll tell you this. You're right on the manscaping. I mean, the manscaping.
Your legs look fucking terrible. Yeah. You look like a fucking Ewok with teeth.
Yeah.
All you saw was hair and fucking teeth. And the kid picked up a dumbbell and he's like, what are we? I'm like,
what does this do?
Yeah. And now you're fucking amazing. You're symmetrical. Because I know you've been taking steroids. And
No, come on.
Come on, dude. You fucking snapped at me and beat me up the other day. For no reason. Because I didn't do your homework.
Dude, if I was on steroids, it would be a scene. It would be a scene. Because you can tell the people that are on steroids and you're like, dude. And
yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, right. But you can tell. You can tell the juiced up dudes. And if I were on steroids, it would be a scene. Because I already naturally have... We got good genes. You can bounce back. You can work out for 2 weeks and look great. You know what I mean? You can.
Yeah, well, I'm a little older than you.
Well, so. I'm just saying. You bounce back.
It takes
I'm just
me
saying,
2 weeks to bounce
if,
back.
If I was doing steroids, it would just be a scene, dude.
Well, it depends on what you take. Like, yeah. If you're taking, testosterone is a little different. Then you got to take an estrogen blocker. You want to stack that with a little Clem to rip
idea
up.
What you're talking about? Is that what steroids are? Is testosterone? Is that what it is?
Well, there's all different types. You got Winnie V, which is usually a pill. Your Primobolan. Anavar. I don't know anything about it, though.
Yeah, it sounded like the introduction to like a Netflix documentary about steroids.
Well, people usually just think testosterone, but you know, look, there is a science to it. I've been around it my whole life. I've never touched this shit, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You know me. I don't touch anything.
Well, I've seen pictures of you from back in the day. You were yoked. You
I
were
was
yoked
shredded.
Out.
Well, I was ripped. I was 180 in that photo.
Yeah.
But when
so
I,
you never did steroids during that
nah,
time?
No, man.
You look like a jacked mother.
It's,
dude.
I'm telling you, man. I was just lean. It's easy. All it is cardio and eating 5 times a day.
Right. Which is a big commitment.
But when I played football, I went up to 220. And my natural weight is about 210, 215.
Right.
Like, it's hard for me to keep that off. Plus, you know, I'm 6'2".
Have you seen any of the documentaries on the – there's a couple of them on Netflix on the World's Strongest Men. And they say the toughest part about their whole regimen is the eating.
Because, I told you my cousin's the world's strongest man.
Yeah, they have
Greg
to.
Greg Ernst, look him up.
They have
from
to,
Nova Scotia.
They have to eat like, you know, they force feed themselves. Yeah. They don't want to eat. Their body is not telling. Their body's like, we're done. We don't need to eat. And they have to force feed themselves. They say that's like the hardest part.
My training was sick, bro. I'd get up at 7. The key is really to eat consistently. And every 3 hours. So I would get up at 7 in the morning and cardio for a half hour. Then at 8 o'clock, I'd have my first meal. I kept my protein consistent. I'd have my complex carbs. That's such a Guido conversation.
Yeah, I know.
I had my fucking chicken breasts and my complex carbs. I had no schwoyadel. No. So it would be I'd kept it about 45 to 55 grams of protein. And then like 20 grams of carbs. I would just eat egg whites and then oatmeal.
Uh-huh.
If you want to have a complex carb, it's either oatmeal was great. Potatoes are good. and
sweet potatoes
and
or
brown
just regular
rice
potatoes
and brown rice. Yeah. Sweet potatoes.
Sweet
are
potatoes.
Phenomenal.
You have to do. I think they're so better in that situation.
So then that would be my first meal. And then three hours later, I'd have another
but
thing.
But what was
45,
this for? That's a, this would be like, you need a schedule. You need to keep track of your
this
shit.
This is when I got lean. But, when I got ripped.
And it was
I haven't
just,
even begun, dog.
But it was just to get ripped. But were you working at the time?
No. This is just to go to the clubs. I had no goals. I would just walk around South Beach with my shirt off. There was no goal. Are you kidding me?
I'm just thinking. I'm like, dude, this is like you need to keep schedules and set alarms for yourself.
No, it was like for me so I could go out on a Wednesday and look amazing. Because that's what fucking half Guidos do
in
Florida.
That's amazing, dude. That is
I never had a shirt on.
That's so funny. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Anyway, so we should.
So how long did you do this for?
Fucking forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Listen. So then I would eat the egg whites, and then.
Will you text me the photo so I can put it on the Patreon for?
No.
Dude, it's an amazing photo. You look like a completely different person. Well, you know, like
it's when also 25.
I know, but dude, you could look at pictures of me at 25 and be like, "Oh yeah, that's Pete," because I still look like
go fuck yourself, Pete.
Dude,
I still
look
good.
No, what I'm saying is, you're just everything. It looks
buddy,
like you're,
I'm 182 pounds in that photo.
Yeah, you look like an action figure.
All right, so wait, so then second meal, right?
Yeah,
would be another. It would be like a couple chicken breasts and brown rice, right?
Now, this is at like 10 a.m.?
No, yeah. This would be from 8, then this would be 11.
Okay.
Okay. Then at 11, 12. At 12 o'clock, I'd hit the gym and do weights. Come home, and then I would have fresh like tuna fish and then a salad. So all my carbs after this are simple carbs. Okay?
And then did you mix in any like supplements with this or no? Is it just the food?
No, this is just food.
Wow.
And then just balsamic vinegar. I would even use ketchup with no sodium.
Yeah.
And then the meal after that would be like tilapia and like broccoli.
Yeah.
And then my last meal would be all protein, and then I would cardio for another half hour after that.
Jesus.
And this was just to go to the clubs.
on ladies' night. Just to get in with,
Dude, listen, man. I didn't have an ounce of fat. Yeah. I had about 30 bottles of cologne in my bathroom. So I look like a bathroom attendant.
Wait,
I'm not finished.
Yeah.
All I wore were Italian superhero shirts. Really tight, and I was sleeping on my mom's couch.
So your priorities were right on track.
Right
where you needed to be.
Right on track.
So, dude, how did you find out about what to eat and that schedule that you just broke down for us?
Well, when I was training, now when I got up to 220, is a whole different fucking diet. But dude, when I was like, I really messed up.
But how did you find out about how to do that? Like,
I read books, man, and I used to bounce in clubs, and all my friends were fucking meatheads.
Yeah,
I had a buddy of mine that was like a goddamn chemist, man. This guy, that's how I know about a lot of the juice. And all there were some guys on my team that were juicing up. But
bouncer buddies were just being like, yeah, no, do the brown rice instead of white rice.
Well, no, they explained it to me. But, bodybuilding, I used to read the magazines a lot. And I remember when I was playing football, I tried to lean out. And then after college was done, then I'm like, I was the biggest I could ever be at 220.
Yeah.
Right? I never broke 405 on the bench. The most ever bench was 385.
Yeah, but that's fine.
And then I did 225. Because they test you in football.
Your body thanks you that you never hit 405, pal. Like,
and Jesus. I never could get over 20 with 225 for reps.
Yeah.
But, that was a goal. And then I'm like, well, fuck, let me see if that – I pushed myself that far. Yeah. And I was running track in college. That I'm like, let me see if I could get in the best shape ever. Like, go the other way with it.
Right.
It's not healthy.
No, I mean,
dieting is not the way bodybuilders live are not healthy, And now I have baboon tits.
Yeah.
Because I'm fat. I'm trying to slim down a little, though.
No, I mean, you look slimmer. I could tell that you've been working out. So,
yeah,
many days?
Well, I tore my rotator cuff.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, dude.
But what's great for you is that you're just getting into it.
Yeah.
Really, man. So, you don't really have, because you got to remember, I played from Little League all the way through college with like two years off. You know what I mean? And then I put my body through a lot of physical abuse, being a jerk off fucking meathead.
Yeah.
And now it's I'm paying the price, man. I mean, I go to the gym. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
My fucking shoulders, elbow. Like, you're great. You'll probably go even longer.
But I started so late.
Yeah, but you don't have the wear and tear.
And then I'm like, exactly. But then sometimes I find myself doing stuff at the gym where I'm like, oh, just like you said, I'm going to challenge myself to try to hit this weight or that weight. And I'm like, and I'll come home and like the next day or 2 days later, I'm like, I can feel it. And I'm like, well, who is this for?
First of all, when you're training, bodybuilders are some of the most unhealthiest people on the planet.
Yeah.
And they're worse dressers.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in the 90s. Yeah. You know, with the bike shorts and the fucking...
Dude, you know what I saw the other day? A guy was crossing in front of my car wearing a surf style pullover. Remember those? Dude, I almost wanted to be like,
what Tyson?
Where did you
ring?
Get them? Yeah,
like the cutout.
Dude, it was like purplish, and dude, the surf style. I mean, it was like he was just on the boardwalk. It was crazy. I was like, dude, are they still selling those?
Anyways,
yeah.
So we decided this list was going to be the top 10 guys you see at the gym.
Yeah.
If we didn't announce it.
Did
you hear what a cheesy Guido I was on? Just to add to this even more.
Yeah, please do.
Besides the fact that I would go out with just a vest on.
Yeah, right? That was your trademark.
That was my trademark. I used to do curls before we went out.
Of course you did, dude.
We hit the gym, get a set in real quick in our club clothes.
Oh, in your
Yeah.
That's a great
visual.
Because
it was open 24 hours. Like,
That's
we'd run
a great
in,
visual.
Get a pump, go
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you get a pump, dude.
You so awful. So,
yo, that's a new one. I never heard the in the club clothes, because that's hilarious.
Had on a shiny shirt and fucking and
Cavariches on.
Fucking reaches. No, I wasn't wearing, I was too young for the Cavariches. I didn't wear those.
Oh, man.
It was like 96, 97.
Oh, man.
Had Timberlands on.
Like a gentleman.
Like, dude, I would go out with just like work boots, jeans, and a vest. Like, what is this guy doing? They just get off of work on the freeway, and he smells amazing. Like, my cologne scents. What was your scent, man?
It's your car.
Not in fucking 96.
No, in 96. And I've mentioned this one to you, but you
why did I just get mad at you?
You didn't know because I outdid. I mean, that was before.
I'm talking about
was
when
before.
You were going out.
Right,
you
right,
were
right.
clubbing.
Right. And the one that I liked was, and this is one that, and you've told me you didn't know about it. It was Ralph Lauren's Safari. It was kind of like this. It smelled different.
No, I remember Safari.
Okay.
Afterwards, I told you afterwards.
Okay.
I remember
Safari. Yeah.
I don't remember how it smelled.
That was my go-to. I don't know why other people were, everyone had their scent, and a lot of the guys were wearing the same scent. So I thought if I go with something different, that's not as,
Safari.
You know, as common. And then the other one was the Gio, and then
Aqua de Gio was the move.
Yeah, Aqua de Gio, and then what was the one with the body? I always forget.
Oh, Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you out.
Dude, those bottles were great, though.
I didn't know we were nothing. Gaultier.
That's who it was. That's
but
what
you treat me like a stranger, and it feels so
Yeah, weird. That's what it smelled like. But, dude, listen, so...
I didn't need to wear my vest. I got my reps in before I hit the nightclub.
Dude... The visual of you working out in club clothes, not working out, but like getting like a final pump in. Like,
oh, yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what's funny?
And I bet you everyone else in the gym were like, that was normal.
No,
they, were
dude,
like,
was,
they were like,
was,
oh, yeah. You, where are you guys going tonight?
Like,
oh, yeah.
No, I'm not even kidding you. There'd be like 10 of us.
That's
we'd
amazing.
Just fucking roll in, rep it out, and then fucking jump in the car and go.
just a visual of like, a guy doing like bench pressing in club clothes and having a guy in club clothes like
doing
spot
the pe-
like
doing
spot
the pec
him.
Deck.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on the cable rows.
Yeah.
Fucking
he's doing dips.
Getting a super set in before I hit the fucking club.
That's amazing. But dude, I go to the gym. So the gym that I go to is very close to my house. So
well,
I walk
Crunch,
to it.
Right?
Yeah, to Crunch in West Hollywood.
That's like a gay bathhouse.
It was a gay mecca back
got,
in the day.
They got busted.
No,
guys were blowing each
they
other.
They got raided. It's like how does a gym get raided?
Did you ever get hit on there?
No. I've never. The thing is, dude, I keep very limited. And here's a life pro tip for everybody. And this is for people who don't usually work out or whatever. They're afraid to work out because they don't like to go to the gym and have people like look at them and whatever. everyone, 99, in my experience, 99% of the people are so focused on what they're doing, they're not paying attention to you. So me, being a straight guy in this very populated gay, gay-centric gym, I'm just, I focus on what I do. Now, keep in mind, if I work out in the evening time on certain hours, I can tell the guys that are working out that time, they're not there to really be working out. They're there to more... They're there to sort of socialize a little bit more.
Get hit off.
Yeah. So on days where I miss my workout, I'm like, oh, I'll go in. It's, you know, 8:30 or whatever at night, and I go there, and I could tell it's a different vibe.
The guys feeling you out?
No, they're with each other. They're talking to each other. They're taking up a machine just like talking, which is one of my pet peeves at the gym.
Then they go hit the steam room.
And they go to the steam room.
And I'm not just gonna say this to be PC.
Yeah.
Aren't gay guys the best?
Dude, they're
fit. They give zero fucks.
Yeah, they're great.
They're in great shape. They know how to dress.
Phenomenal.
And they go to the gym and they go fuck each other in the steam room and kick
care
They
less. Got it made. They don't care.
Give
they,
a fuck.
They don't care. They're just like, they're
they
like,
don't give a
they're
fuck.
Like, they don't care at
I
all.
I wonder if lesbians do. Like, I would have to imagine that the women have a little bit.
I think
bit,
that only happens in, like, think, Cinemax movies.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I gotta, I'm assuming now.
Yeah.
But, like, gay guys, like, they're just guys. There's no balance.
Yeah.
There's nobody going, no.
You have, either way, you have two guys. Like,
yeah,
guys are
matter.
Fucking animals, and it's like, now you have two of them. There's no balance between, like, you're going to do some,
there's
you know,
no, there's no chick going, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no.
Hold on a second. Take
exactly.
Your time.
No, you're going to, you know, SDs and do whatever you're going to do in the club or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no one holding you back. You have two... You have two devils on one on each shoulder, and they're both gay
<There's>
guys.
Nothing.
Yeah,
they can care less.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But yeah, but it's, you know, and that's one of the things. Like, there's some guys that go to the gym and they socialize. It's like a thing. I you know, that's not, you know, that's not my thing. But it I don't like it when someone is on a machine or doing, you know, somewhere where I want to go and they're just on their phone.
So put that,
like,
down. The guy that's cock blocking the machine.
No, yeah, yeah. But dude, and this is, and I don't know how bad this is around the country. I'm just saying in my experience.
Well, dude, I'm pretty sure most gyms in America are not getting rated for getting reach arounds.
How do you rate? like, how does that even work? You're just like, where's your dicks?
Well, that's,
show me your dicks.
That's what the YMCA, that song, YMCA.
Yeah.
That's all about getting hit off at the Y.
Yeah, dude.
In the village.
Yeah.
Did you know I didn't
you
know?
You can do what the fuck you feel. And then it sounds like he says, you can
young
do
man.
What the fuck you feel. Yeah.
You need to
yeah.
be down. I said,
young
man.
Yeah.
It's
He's
about,
talking to
it's
you.
It's about getting fucking hand jobs and hummers at the Y.
That's what you got to do.
You want to, did I ever tell you this? That when I was a kid, I was afraid. I didn't know the village people were gay, and
mm-hmm.
and the album cover with the Indian and the construction worker.
Right.
I was scared of them. Like, I thought they were like a gang.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were a gang. they were a very specific gang that banged each other.
All right. So let's get into the list. So
right,
the guy.
So what I want to say is one of my pet peeves right now, and it's a major pet peeve of the gym, is phone guy. It's a guy who between each set goes to his phone, doesn't realize how much he's on his phone, texting or whatever he's doing. And I don't mean like – and I respect people resting in between their sets. I'm talking about guys that get up. I saw one today. Phone is out. He's on there. He's texting. He's looking at it. He's going back again. And he's just fucking holding the machine. And that's different than a guy who takes – you know, that just takes too long with the machine. The phone guy is a different animal. That's someone who is like, it'll drive you crazy when you watch
is
it.
Is this the same guy though? Then can we include him? Because I was going to count this guy because he not only blocks the machine, but you're talking about he works out while he's on the phone. You ever see that guy?
Oh, I mean,
he's got it on his ear and he's like doing this.
Yeah,
and then he switches.
Yeah,
and he just can't be left alone.
No, it's
chicks do that too. So just do the person.
I'm just saying, phone guy / girl is
awesome.
One of my list. Now the guy, the other guy that should be mentioned is you know what you were talking about. The idea that when someone occupies, I call them a squatter. Not that they're doing actual squats, but they act like the machine now is like their home, and they're not even working out, but like they're just taking their time, mm-hmm. and they take it up, and you're like, I've already hit three other things. I'm about to just finish my workout now. I'm going to forget about this one because you've been here for an hour and a half and you won't get off that machine.
So now, because then is this separate from put it down because we're going to have to start.
Yeah, yeah, well,
I think we're expanding on the same person.
Right. Okay.
Because it's also the talking person.
Right.
How about this guy? This guy's on my list. The guy that doesn't know how to he's like passive aggressively hitting on girls.
Oh yeah.
Like he's awful.
Yeah. Yep.
And you could tell that, you know, he's just awful. I watch him all the time.
Yeah.
And he comes over like he's their friend. You could tell she's not interested, but she's being nice. He's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't know how to talk and talk to the girls.
Yeah. And the gym is a very personal thing to be exercising. This is not the time to be making your move,
dude. I will say, though, but when you were younger, like in our 20s, man, like there was kids I went to school with that you would see at the gym, and the gym became a social place for us. Like I met a couple of girls, you know, I took some broccoli out from Sunrise Fitness.
Right.
But I'm saying is that you would meet girls at the gym, but when you're in your 20s and – but now it's – I think L.A. is a little different.
Right.
Because nobody knows each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like where I work out. But I'm just saying. So I get that. Like I see the kids because out in – I see the kids at Gold's Gym that are actually from the area. They went to high school together. They know each other.
Right.
That, you know – then you see like that guy, that old, that guy in his 30s.
Yeah.
You know, that's just creeping.
Yeah.
All right, here's my
passive aggressively hitting on girls.
Here's my other guy. The jug of water guy. You ever see that guy with a gallon of fucking water and it's like yell now I know what's in it. You're supposed to drink it as you train, but it's the guy that
I call this guy too many liquids guy. Like he just has too many liquids. He'll either have and sometimes it's multiple things. He'll have a gallon of whatever it is. He'll have the shaker bottle,
yeah,
right, with the whatever supplement that he's supposed to be having.
Yeah, he's always drinking.
It's
something.
Like, yeah, it's dude, and then he's got like a Starbucks. You're like, what?
Yeah, what the? How much fucking liquid do you need?
What is happening? Are you on a protein high, a creatine high, a caffeine high?
Why
all
do you have
three?
A 2 gallon jug of fucking red juice? What are you doing with that?
And he's got like a cooler.
He's got a fucking igloo thermos. Yeah. It's like
too many liquids, guy.
Fucking 40 ounce of Starbucks iced coffee.
He's tailgating at the leg extension machine.
He's just covered in like those like wool shirts. You know what I mean? And those fucking spandex pants. And he's just walking around drinking everything.
Oh man, that is hilarious. Too many liquids guy is great.
He even goes to the water fountain for a brief second.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do you have everything with you?
Yeah, guy, how much fucking liquid do you need?
Dude, I've been dying to talk about this guy. There's a bunch of those at my gym.
Here's who I do hate, the fucking bodybuilder guy. Even though he's the only one that's really there to work. Because he carries the liquid too, but he just has one jug.
Right. Now, which bodybuilder? Now, are we talking what do you mean when you say bodybuilder guy?
Like the guy that's – I mean, he's there for the gym.
Yeah.
Like I work out at Gold's, so they're right. You know, they're there. There's some real professional bodybuilders there.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, dude – you know, take it easy. There's an old lady next to you.
Right, right, you know right, I mean? Right. Which brings me, speaking
but
of that.
But he's very serious.
Yeah.
But I don't like the old lady either.
Right.
I think after a certain age, you shouldn't be near free weights.
Now, what about.
Go fucking play shuffleboard.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You don't need to be near the squat rack doing
right.
nothing.
Right.
Old person.
That brings me to one of my favorites. Yeah, because you're just talking about bodybuilder guy. Because they get intense and, you know, you're around other people in society, and they're like, you know, dial it back. What about the guy, like the grunter?
Grunter. That guy.
Now, there's a couple. There's guys that actually grunt where they're like, chip.
No.
Or then there's the chip, chip,
yeah, wait, here's chip, the thing. Chip. We got to put limitations on this.
It sounds like the guy from Street Fighter. He's like, Ayukin. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a guy.
But you have guys that are lifting heavy weight, so you're going to grunt. But when you got like 20-pound dumbbells and you're fucking screaming like
right,
a banshee,
right.
Get the fuck home.
Dude, so my
grunt, go home.
My grunter at my gym, and he's also another one. Another person I think that should be on this list.
Hey, check to see if we're live.
Is
I'm serious.
Are you serious? I don't think we are.
No, we might be.
Oh, I hear a buzz, buddy. What are you doing?
I don't know. Oh, I hit something. So, all right, you got the guy. How about the guy that throws the weights?
Well, dude, dude, come on. That's a, you know, you should know not to be throwing weights. There's fucking signs about it.
I think we're up.
Let's see. And we are not live.
Fuck. This fucking Trevor kid.
So real fast. So the grunter, the guy who grunts a lot in my gym, I totally respect. Because, Brett, if you saw this dude, I would argue, honestly, bro, I think he's the strongest guy in the gym. He's not roided out. He has an element of that bodybuilder guy in the sense that he comes to go to the gym. Yeah. But I so respect his like work ethic and like the weight that he puts up. Dude, if this guy was wearing a suit, you wouldn't really tell that this guy has the muscle that he is. But when you see him in gym clothes, this guy is fucking ripped. I call him the MVP because of this. He, to me, like, I look up to this guy. I look up and I'm just like, I just respect his work ethic. I saw him today at the gym. He comes in with like his bag before he's working out. Dude, it was like watching like Roger Federer like take the court like with his bag. Like, you know, you're about to see this guy like take.
So do you not like this guy?
I love him.
Okay, so there's positive guys.
Yeah, Anthony in my gym is and he's like an actor. I see him on TV sometimes. I fucking respect his fucking his work ethic. Like, mm-hmm. This guy, and he puts up weight all the time, and to the point where it's almost dangerous. Like, this guy, he doesn't have a partner.
We're talking about a guy that's great.
Yeah, he's great.
We need to talk about people that are assholes.
I know, but we can talk about it. He's still a guy at the gym.
Okay.
I just think the MVP, I think everyone at the gym, it's just like, you know, if you're a basketball player and you play like a lot of pickup games, and there's certain guys you see around, you're like, dude, that guy's fucking good.
Yeah, but there's nothing funny about this guy.
No, I know. I'm not saying
he's legit.
He's the MVP, but he grunts like a motherfucker.
I mean,
he's like, zip, zip, check, zip, check.
All right, so we need a guy that grunts for no reason, guy.
Yeah, the grunter.
The grunter for no reason.
Okay, grunter for no reason.
You can't be putting the MVP on there. I mean, you have him.
No,
these are all the people that annoy you. What about air guitar guy?
What?
The guy that has his headphones on.
Oh, yeah,
and he's like fucking... And he's going with the music, and he's air drumming. It's like, dude, do your fucking set and move on.
Oh, he's doing his set. He's doing the drum set. That's what he's doing.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Then he's like, he's all amped up. You know, he's like listening to like 80s rock or some shit.
Yeah.
And then he just sits on the bench, air drumming.
What about?
I'll kill your whole family.
What about like yeah, and it's like
get the fuck up! All right, I got another guy. You ever have the guy that gives you advice that you don't need?
Oh yeah,
that guy just comes up to you. He's like, "Oh, buddy, you know, can I give
advice,
you a little
guy? Yeah, advice, no. guy.
No, you can't.
You know what? Let me fuck this up until I hurt myself and learn from it myself.
It's usually some old dude.
Yeah. Let me tell you what you're doing wrong. It's like, no, let me tell you what you're doing wrong. You shouldn't start a conversation with me. What about the guy who, and this is, you know, especially with girls these days, they're posing, they do the Instagram sort of pictures. Yeah. They have themselves taking pictures.
That's all women. Out. Women do that constantly.
Women do that constantly. But
much of a fucking narcissist are you?
But dude, what about, and this is like kind of like a newer thing. Now it's become more common for people to, like, you know, their partner or whatever is like videotaping them doing like an exercise. Like, they're like some sort of video blogger on how to do exercises, and they're like filming like an instructional video.
All right, listen, if you're an Instagram guy, and like there's guys on Instagram that work out, like that Ulysses dude, and there's these two other guys, I forget their name. But if you're just fucking Joe Blow from accounting.
Yeah.
Put your fucking phone down, man.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. You got 20 followers, and they're with you at the gym.
He's just taking his selfies. He's just, sup, sup, sup.
But I can't stand. I can't stand. You know what I can't stand? I really hate. I hate the hot girl at the gym that acts like she's not hot.
Yeah.
And that to me is just really annoying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she has that face like she's oblivious. I can't stand that.
Oh, man.
So annoying.
Yeah, the
and I got one too. The guy that goes like, I think we were talking about this. The guy that I don't know if this was before you said this already, that is like not knowing what he's doing, he's going to hurt himself.
The guy who's doing things wrong and is clearly going to hurt himself.
But you could tell, like, the guy hasn't worked out in, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
And this is his first day back.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going 200%.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, the guy that's on the treadmill, like, fucking heavy footing it, yeah. Sweat everywhere.
Like, no, that's not how
he's
you
doing
do
an
that.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like, no, that's not, you're gonna have to go see the doctor. Your tendons are all fucked up. Yeah, I mean, there's a guy at my gym that does everything and again, I'm not social at my gym. I don't keep in touch with anyone outside the gym. But there's certain people that I don't know their names, but, you know, we'll have, you know, we'll see this guy and we'll see him doing something. And we just look at each other and be like, dude, like, you know, we just, you know, like this guy, what's he doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's on, like, it's usually with, like, pulley machines, right? So
yeah,
if you have that pull down thing, like, he'll just be, like, leaning back and, like, he'll be doing, like, a row with, like, one leg up or it's, and you're like, whoa, that's not how you're supposed to do that. And then I see him even stretch wrong. Like, you know, when you do I used to play soccer. We used to call it the butterfly stretch, is when you put your feet in the center. You're sitting down and you put your feet, you know, sort of like, you know, you touch your feet together and kind of bring them close to your body. And I was always told, like, you do it very carefully.
And you do that at the crunch gym?
Yeah, no. I'm saying I've seen this guy stretch.
Do you arch your back, Pete?
No, dude. I've seen this guy stretch where he pulls his feet in from that butterfly thing. And I was told, you don't bounce your legs in that because you can pull your fucking, what's it called? Your hamstrings. And this dude's bouncing his stuff. Like, he does everything that I was told not to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's the guy that does everything wrong and clearly is going to hurt himself.
Oh, what number are we at here?
I don't know. We got like 1, 2, 3, 4,
this
five,
been
six,
interactive,
seven, eight,
man.
Nine. Well, buddy.
Fucking Trevor.
What about Juiced Guy? The guy that you can definitely tell is just.
The steroid guy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what? This is the other. The work. This is another one I had. The workout couple.
Yeah.
Like the guy that's all juiced up and the girl that, you know, they come in.
They look
together.
Like a fitness couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fitness couple.
And they're like fucking, you know, just. They act like that, you know, everybody else shouldn't be there.
Right.
Even though we're saying certain people shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And then,
no,
then,
but no,
then
but
there's
they
also
have,
the old people
they
now.
Have, no, the fitness couple, before we get off that, because I've experienced this before. When they're together, they almost combine to be that much more sort of judgmental and sort of hoity-toity about their working out. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, whereas, like, there was one time where I went to go lean over. I was just adding I was doing like a shoulder press, and I just wanted to add five to each side, you know, because my shoulders were kind of whatever. And I went to go grab it, you know, off another thing, and I go, do you mind? And I showed it, and she goes, oh yeah. She goes, yeah, we don't use those because it's a 5-pound weight.
Yeah.
You know,
bitch ass dad uses fucking 5-pound weights.
I was incrementing for a reason. Like it was I was going easy. But yeah, but she really
here's
she,
the other guy
she really gave it to me. That fitness couple really gave it to me
we're,
on that
we're
one.
Going into my top five.
Okay, what do you got?
The guy that fucking has pyramid sets everything. So he has like five machines set up.
Oh yeah.
And he goes from one to the other to the other to the other to the other and you know, and he's super setting.
Yep.
And he's like, God, you mind? You mind? And he's taking up like five machines.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That guy can go fuck himself.
Yeah, there's one guy, I mean, at the gym, I call him a stalker, and it's not a specific person, but they come up, you're like, let's say you're like two sets in, you got one left, whatever, and he's just standing right next to you, acting like it's your, you know, like, what's going on, man? Like, how many more sets you got? It's like, I already told you.
The guy just lingers?
Yeah, yeah.
Or he looks at you like you're wasting time.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like.
Like, sometimes I'll do intervals, and I'll be like, yo, man, I'll let him know. I'm doing a minute between each set.
Yeah.
And I got two left.
Yeah.
You know, because he acts like I'm the guy.
He doesn't have time
jerking.
For that. Yeah, he doesn't have time for that. And then there's the guy that always like assumes he can just work in. I mean, we're working.
No,
with
that's he's on my list, the work in guy.
Yeah.
But here's what sucks.
Just wait two more minutes.
But if you're working in, what sucks is, you know, it doesn't matter if you're doing curls, you know, but if you're set up, you know, you have to set the machine up.
Yeah, of course.
And then he comes and fucks up all your settings.
You got to readjust everything.
Yeah. It's like, dude, just fucking wait, man.
I'm not working in. I mean, at that point, it's like, no, you're making me sort of. Do a lot more work to do this one exercise.
Then there's the working in guy.
Yeah, we got him.
The other one that I hate is the 4 hours on cardio. The guy that just takes up the machine.
Oh yeah,
and literally people might not realize that if you don't cardio, you may not realize it. But there's a reason why they like there's a 20-30 minute limit. There are people that literally do 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's counterproductive, especially if you're over 35. If you're over 35, you should be only doing 20, 30 minutes tops.
Yeah, that's it.
But 20 minutes, either intervals or you know, high impact and low, whatever. Yeah. If you're on there for an hour and a fucking half, dude.
Yeah.
So that guy sucks ass.
Do you get any like guys that work out at the gym that are kind of like, you can tell are CrossFit people? Like,
yes.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, that's the other guy that I think we brought up before that I don't like is the guy that's doing the exercises that you don't need to be in the gym for.
Yeah.
Like he's just doing fucking tai chi by the squat rack.
Yeah. Just some weird new age fucking exercise.
It's like, dude, what the fuck, man? Go to your dojo.
Yeah. Weird guy.
So there's the weird guy with the exercises.
Yeah, he's just weird.
You know. How many we got?
I just want to see if there's any other ones because I was thinking, let's see. I think we got the squatter, right? Or that's the guy who just takes too long, right?
Yeah.
Phone guy, right? There's the phone guy who's just on the phone. Passive aggressive hitting on girl guy. Too many liquids guy.
I like the too many liquids guy.
He's the greatest.
He's our favorite.
Bodybuilder guy. Grunting for no reason guy.
Yeah.
The air guitar guy.
Yeah, the guy that's air drums.
MVP is just, that's
the MVP that's, off. There's nothing funny about him.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, we all have the person we look up to in the gym. That's him. Advice guy. He's always down to tell you what you're doing right, doing wrong.
Yeah.
And share his stories.
But you're wrapping this up. We're not wrapping it up.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah,
no.
But you're adding to it like when we do the final.
I'm just saying.
Okay,
speak more.
Keep going.
He also gives you a little insight on his diet and such. You got the fitness couple.
Fitness couple's tremendous.
You got the guy who pyramid sets
everything. He's got 20 fucking machines set up.
Yeah.
And he's cock blocking everyone at the gym.
There's a full production team like in place for him to pull this off, this stunt that he's doing. There's the work in guy. Hey.
You can't do that. You're doing the wrap up.
I got the work in guy. Too much cardio. The guy who's, you know. Yeah.
Too much cardio guy thinks lower 10 if we're going to place it.
Yeah. And then weird guy, the guy just doing the weird exercises.
That guy sucks.
That, you know.
Now, which guy are you?
I mean, if I were to be any one of these guys, I don't know.
You seem like the phone guy.
No. I take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Because I know how I feel when I look at someone who's looking at the phone too much. I don't want to be looked at the same way.
But when you started your first cycle of steroids, did you feel more motivated to go to the gym?
I did not do steroids. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a farce.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Get your guns.
Dude, I just do. This is all protein, some creatine. I'm not even that big, dude.
No, you look good.
Let's see.
You look good, Pete. I'm pretty proud of you.
There you go.
A guy that never worked out in his life and I showed him what to do in a week, you look amazing.
Yeah, dude. I just picked it up.
All right, I'm going to tell you some cheesy shit I did at the gym.
Okay, tell me. What do you got?
When I was younger and I would see like a beautiful girl walk by,
yeah.
I would wipe my face with my shirt. I'd lift it up so she could see my abs.
The abs. I see what you did there. That's good.
So awful.
I'm just wiping my brow.
I'm just getting my face fucking dry.
I just need to dry my face.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I have striations on my fucking Marky?
Striation.
I got a little striation on the Marky Mark pelvic region.
I was gonna email you. I saw they did a follow up on the True Life MTV people, and they followed up my cousin, the guy.
Shut the fuck up.
The bodybuilding. I meant to send this to you. And apparently he's a fitness guy.
Is he still ripped?
But he says in the article, he's like, yeah, he goes, I'm more than just the guy that, you know, whose dad shaved his ass on television. I thought you'd love it. Yeah, if you guys need to see that, go to search MTV.
Your cousin's tremendous.
MTV True Life, like bodybuilder. I want to be a bodybuilder. That's Anthony.
Yeah, dude, I would say, though, every time I was at the gym, though, man, I mean, I would get in, I would superset, but I would work, like, we would work in groups. Like, I would have guys I play ball with, we would just fucking get in there, hit it hard. But then we would hang out sometimes, too, man.
Yeah.
A little too late, you know?
Yeah, that's when you kind of, like, counter-do what you just did at the gym. It's like, I did all this good stuff.
But once I'm done, then we would sit there and hang out, man.
Yeah.
You know? And then, I don't know, but I'm not into the CrossFit thing, man.
I mean,
those people are like
Dude, you got to make sure.
The CrossFit guy, too, the guy who's doing all this.
Yeah, or he's doing a pull-up, and then he puts his legs up, and then he goes like this.
Yeah.
With his legs. You're like, how do you even do that? I mean, all I'm saying is if you do CrossFit, just make sure you have a good health insurance. Because I don't know one person who is serious with it. Or,
I'll tell you what,
dude,
I like.
Same thing with those mud runs. If you're doing the mud run and all that other shit.
What the fuck's a mud run?
Dude, you ever seen that shit?
Oh, fucking
It's like an adult obstacle course with like mud pits and whatever. And it's like a race, but it mixes in obstacle courses. And it's like, you know, it might be a rope climb. Then you got to do like a, you know.
If you want to know the best exercise, deadlift is one of the best, and fucking sprinting, man. Just go sprint. You don't even need to be on a treadmill. Just sprint.
Well, I think the big four would be a bench press, a shoulder press, a deadlift,
bench
and a squat.
Press is really not your strength.
Yeah.
People, how much you bench is not, it's not really your strength.
Right.
Your strength is in your deadlift and your squat.
Right.
That's where the real strength is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm saying as far as cardio goes, man, I mean, just sprinting.
Yeah.
A lot of times if you have a track near you, sometimes I used to just walk the straightaway, sprint the turn, walk the straightaway, sprint the turn.
Yep.
Just do that, man. And you know, it's better for you.
Yeah.
You know, and then, eat your fucking chicken breasts.
Or do streetlights. You can,
this is the most, this could be the third most Guido podcast we've ever done.
I mean, you really gave us some good ideas on how to eat like a bodybuilding Guido.
Yeah.
And then the things to do at the gym, like a Guido. But we touched on some good stuff. So listen, dude, let's order these real fast. Cause I definitely think, I mean, obviously.
I love the many beverages guy.
Too many
He's
liquids.
He's top five. Too many liquids guy.
Who's number one? Who's number one on this list who should we honor?
You know who else I can't stand?
I think Too Many Liquids guy should be number one. Should we just put him in number one? No.
He's in the top five, though.
Okay.
How about the guy that leaves hair on the bench?
Oh, I don't know that guy.
Because you're him.
No. Walked right into that one, folks. who do you think should be number one on this list?
All right, number one.
Dude, phone guy, I just see it so much, and it's terrible. And it really gets
all me. Right. All right. Let's just do our top five real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Too many liquids guy. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Dude, I'm going to put him as number one right now. Right.
Well, and then there's the air guitar guy. I can't stand that guy.
Yeah.
And then the guy that is awkwardly, passive aggressively annoying women.
Right, right.
That guy's got to go. He's top five, though.
Okay.
Who else are some of your favorites? The gym couple could be the guy that has 20 machines going at once.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's there.
Oh yeah.
And the can I work in guy sucks.
I think the work in guy should be in the top five.
Do we have the old people on here? I love that old people are working out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, like, you know, they just wander. They like, I don't know if you've ever been working and it's dangerous, like even squatting.
Yeah.
And they just wander in front of you.
They're just trying to get where they're going, bro.
If you're trying to do shoulder presses and they just, and you're like, I could drop this on you.
Yeah. That's their version of parkour. They're just trying to get from point A to B as fast as possible.
And some women do that, but there's crop duster guy too.
Oh yeah.
The guy that shits himself
today
in the gym.
Yeah. I had him today.
And you smell him.
Oh dude.
You can smell the fucking, you
I thought he shit his pants.
So that guy should be on the list too. Over your fucking, MVP guy.
Well, all right. So let's formulate the top five real fast.
Right, and then there's weird. All right, go ahead.
All right. So Too Many Liquids guy is going to be number one. Okay. He's just great. he just comes prepared. He's ready for it.
How much fucking drinks?
How is it possible? How are you not just in the bathroom the entire time? Like, it's too many liquids. You have too many liquids, sir. Passively aggressive hitting on girls guy. Should that be number two? Or?
I don't know. No. I don't know yet. I like after
bodybuilder
that,
guy.
That's super setting everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got like, hey, buddy, I'm fucking working like 14 machines.
I'm going to put him at number two. We'll put super setting pyramid guy. He's got a lot. And then now it's usually apps, but there used to be the guys that would just have a notebook and they would like write down like little notes after every exercise. You know those guys? It's like,
I still love the guy Too Many Liquids. Like, how much refreshment do you need?
How are you just not a puddle? You should just be a puddle. That's what you should be.
And you're at the water fountain.
Yeah. And you're in the water. I got to wait online now? You got everything with you.
We forgot about sweaty guy.
Yeah.
That guy sucks. All right, so keep going.
Well,
let's round this out.
Yeah, so we have so Timmy Liquid's guy, Superset Pyramid guy, is going to go at number two. Number three, I was thinking he should work in guy. You should work him in at three. Yeah, let's do that.
And again, it's not a big deal. Oh, we forgot about the Can You Spot Me? This guy I hate. I forgot him. He's on my list. He's doing way too much weight.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you spot me?
And I'm like, oh, you mean, can I fucking fill out a police report? I'm going to have to fucking.
And he's always on the bench.
Yeah.
And then you're like, do you need a lift off?
Yep.
Right? And then he's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, on my three, one, two, three, you give him the lift off. And then he just fucking bow ties himself.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, and you're literally doing curls as you're spotting this fucking guy.
Yes. Yes.
So it's put like, that dude, guy in.
Yeah. Well, the can you spot me guy?
Can you spot me? But I mean, it's okay to spot people, but it's the guy that fucking is lifting too much weight guy.
Yeah.
And you end up working out in between your workouts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the best is he's like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Right? Because that's the same, like, the don't touch it guy.
Yeah. This rep is not going to be the one that's going to change your figure. I'm just trying to keep you alive, dude. This is too much weight for you. I have to call a second person over in about 2 minutes.
I need a spotter to spot me while I'm spotting you.
Exactly.
You fucking hump.
Yeah, that's not right. You're doing this wrong.
You idiot.
Can you spot me, guys? Great. What about the grunter for no reason?
Yeah, I love the grunter for no reason, guys.
Yeah. Now, in the top five, who do you think? So we got Tumi Liquids guy. We got Superset Pyramid guy. We got Mind If I Could Work In guy.
The spot me guy's got to be in there.
I got Can You Spot Me guy.
Yeah.
And then the fifth spot. I mean, it can go to, you know, some of the favorites.
I say the CrossFit guy.
Air guitar guy?
Well, it depends. It's out of the CrossFit guy, the guy that's doing all the exercises that, you know what I mean?
The weird guy?
But I don't know. Does that count as a CrossFit guy?
I don't think so. CrossFit guys are doing more. They're doing more actual stuff. Weird guy is a guy where it's like.
No. You know what? Let's put in. Not the other one you just said. Not the weird guy, not the CrossFit.
Air guitar?
Air guitar guy.
Yeah, that's
the
more
fucking
fun.
Air drummer.
Yeah.
He's like fucking all over the place.
Air guitar guy. Yep.
That guy's your brother.
No, yeah. He
That's
he,
your cousin.
He drums, he guitars. Sometimes they scratch.
The Too Many Liquids guy is your first cousin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, got to hydrate.
And then the fucking air guitar guy is your brother.
Yeah.
And then the fucking Can You Spot Me guy is your best friend. It's your Ace Boom Coon.
What about advice guy? Can we get him on this list? This is someone who's always sharing their to-dos on what you're doing, what they're doing.
Hey, buddy, you know what? You might want to try.
Yeah.
How about this? You might want to try minding your business.
Yeah. I'm going to put him up. I'm going to put him up for now.
Bodybuilder couple?
I think the fitness couple. Fitness couple. They're great. They're very judgmental.
Horrible dressers.
Oh, yeah. The girl always has some crazy, like, psychedelic tight thing. Yeah, like, her tights are like, you know, it looks like a magic eye.
Dude's
fucking
got the fucking
poster.
Zubas on.
Oh, yeah.
The sweatpants and then the
fucking, and not new ones. The ones from 88. Like,
the
he has
Automox
the
boots.
Giants. He has the New York Giants Zubas on. Red, white, and blue fucking zebra stripes.
All right, keep going.
We also have the. We have too much cardio guy. We have, we didn't place weird guy. All right. Weird guy or CrossFit, however you want to call
him. Let's just make him the same.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Guy that's doing exercise, unnecessary exercises, weird exercises.
Yeah. Weird exercise guy. Yeah. That's what we're going to call him.
The weird exercise guy.
Yeah.
The and too much like, cardio guy. I'm not married to him. I can lose him.
Well, you know, I agree. I think there's better things to pick on here. Phone guy is not on here, and I think we should have him on here. You got to have phone guy.
Well, then that's the phone guy. We got to include him with the cock blocking guy, the guy that sits on the
Yeah.
So the guy that's either talking, socializing guy, and on the phone guy.
Right. Phone guy, socializer.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's like, dude, you're not here. You should be fucking just work out.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, and that's the one thing the gym really taught me how much we're really tied to our phones. Mm-hmm. Because there's times where, like today, I was looking around the gym because I'm waiting for this one guy. He's taking forever.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You're on the phone. But, dude, Brett, I'm looking around the gym, and every guy was in between just on their phone. And I was like, it was like a fucking, like a Twilight Zone episode. I'm like, what is everyone doing on their phone? We're at the gym. I think some gyms should just do all right. So let's do this one because we got to wrap this up.
But we got to do the guy that films the guy who films himself working out Instagram guy. But he
shut, shoot, shoot.
Well, no, because that's the guy that fucking.
Do we have a grunter on here? We got to put him on here.
Yeah, the grunter for no reason's on there.
Yeah. Dude, grunter for no reason's got to be on here.
So the cock block guy, we can combine. That's why I'm saying I think we're talking about the same.
Grunter for no reason's got to be on there. We'll do phone guy, socializer, you know, cock block guy.
What number are we on?
Dude, that's 10 right there.
Is that it?
Yeah. Well, we have grunter for no reason at 10. Phone guys,
he's got to be up more.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I would put him at. I see what I'm going to do. I fixed it.
You got it?
I got it. I think we're good now. I think we're good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, man.
So let's hear it. Are you going to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's do it. Dude, give us the website and everything and talk about life.
For all of our new listeners, if you want, check out my special. It's at brettcomedy.com. You can go watch it for free. If you want to own it for $5, you can download it. If you want to buy a t-shirt, you get the download with the t-shirt. If you want to leave your email, leave your email. But guess what? Guess what, Pete?
What's up?
You don't have to do any of that.
Uh-oh.
You could just hit play and watch it. So go to brettcomedy.com. You can also subscribe to my Instagram there. If you guys are interested, subscribe on my Instagram because we have this beef going on with fucking Dirty Sports.
Oh, is it a beef now? We're technically beefing
now? It's not a beef, but fucking Joe was talking shit. And I mean, fun stuff, but then he said a couple things that he was a little out of line off camera.
Right. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, but Trevor's posting some stuff. I think it's going to escalate. I think that me personally, and I'm just saying this, I think Joey Podcast, who was our engineer, because you remember here's the thing with this. Joe just disappeared.
Yeah.
Right?
He just stopped hanging out.
Right. And then he's passive aggressively taking shots at you.
Oh, man. I had no idea.
And then it was because of Trevor.
Wow.
But we hired Trevor from the Dirty Sports because they fired him. And then Joe got upset because he told Trevor to lay low when Andy didn't care.
Wow.
And now Trevor, first day we hire him, he shuts the cameras off and he was supposed to be here at fucking 7.
Dude, this is like the last.
And we had problems with we couldn't go live and he's not even here.
This is like the last 25 minutes of Goodfellas.
Yeah, it is. It's the third act. I'm stirring the sauce and there's a fucking helicopter.
Wow. It's getting crazy.
So anyways, go to brettcomedy.com. You can watch my special for free. You can add yourself to my Instagram, Facebook fan page. This is where we usually go live.
Yeah.
It's on my Facebook fan page.
And we will go live.
We're gonna repost this.
I want to shout out All Things Comedy and our wonderful engineer, Emma.
I wasn't done promoting.
No, I'm just saying, but they're great, and we'll go live next time.
Yeah, we're gonna go live next time, but that's okay. Go ahead, Pete. You just interrupted my fucking flow.
We got it. We know how to do it. It's the internet, right? Guys, go to hair and teeth.com.
No, go to brettcomedy.com if you want to watch my special for free.
Hairandteeth.com. I don't have a special on there.
Yeah, so it's just this fucking hair and teeth.
So you can watch it for free,
and then you can add yourself to Twitter and my Facebook and to this podcast and my Instagram at brettcomedy.com.
Yeah, and I'm at Pete Giovine on Twitter and
Instagram.
Good
luck spelling that. Just go to hairandteeth.com.
Yeah, go to hairandteeth.com.
And there's links.
And there's links, yeah, exactly.
And then check me out on Cobra Kai, a new series coming out on YouTube Red May 2nd. And that's about it. Pete, let's run down the list.
All right, dude. So we have these are our top 10 guys at the gym. At number 10, we have advice guy.
This guy just walks up to you. He's like, yo, man, you're doing that wrong. Yeah, how about I give you some advice? How about you walk away before you get stabbed?
At number 9, we have phone guy, socializer, Bogarting the machine guy.
Dude, get the fuck up already. Why are you even here? I can hear your whole conversation. She doesn't like you. Move on.
At number 8, we have weird exercise guy.
Look, why are you doing Tai Chi near the squat rack? Go to your dojo. What?
At number 7, we have the fitness couple.
Oh, hey, honey, after we're done supersetting, let's go grab
some hard-boiled eggs.
Some hard-boiled eggs for lunch, and then we'll come back and cardio afterwards. By the way, those are some great fucking tie-dye yoga pants you're wearing and some Air Force Ones.
At number 6, the grunter for no reason.
Why the fuck are you making that much noise? It's only 30 pounds.
At number 5, we have air guitar guy.
Dude, listen. Nobody, why are you listening to Judas Priest? How old are you?
At number
four. What are you, fucking Wayne's World?
At number four, we have Can You Spot Me Guy.
Hey, listen, buddy. The wait is way too much for you. I actually need a spotter to while I'm spotting you.
At number three, we have Mind If I Could Work In Guy.
Yeah, I do mind. All right? Because you know what? Now you're going to fucking adjust the whole machine to fit you. You're 5'8".
And at number two, we have Superset Pyramid Guy.
Dude, listen, man. You mind? I got to do pull downs, and I got to do curls, and then I got to go run in place, and then I got to come back and do squats, and then I got to go do shoulder shrugs.
Oh, and then the number one guy at the gym, we all know him, and we are marveled by him. At number one, the Too Many Liquids Guy. You got too many liquids. How are you? How do you have all these liquids?
Why do you have a 2-gallon jug, a thermos, a canteen, and an extra large fucking green iced tea from Starbucks?
Yeah, your shaker has a shaker. What's happening? Guys, those are the top 10 guys at the gym. Another wonderful episode of You're on the List.
An honorable mention was creepy guy that hits on people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Passive aggressive guy. Listen, buddy, get some game. Leave him alone. They're here to work out.
Yeah, now's not the time, dude.
All right, so this is You're on the List. That's our top 10 list for this week. Make sure you join us live next week. If Trevor shows up, then we can get fucking a live feed, but...
Hey, guys, do us a favor. Just subscribe to the podcast
and rate us on
wherever you get your podcast. Rate us and follow us on at YOTL Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. We love interacting with you guys. I forgot to do Pete's tweets, but we'll get it to next time.
All right, God bless.
Thank you so much,
guys.
Make
sure you call your mothers.
Call your mom.